Welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name is Zach, and this week I have the regular crew. I've got Mark, and I've got Steve. Mark, how are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great.
And Steve?
A-.
A-, so not the best, but not half bad either.
Yeah, pretty solid. Could be worse, but you know, hey, you know.
It's better than multiple
also could
minuses.
Be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, at least it's only A-. A-. Mm. but this week we're going to be continuing our story of Flash Bash and Panache. It's my week this week. Again, so second part of my week. And who wants to give us a recap? Does anybody feel up for it?
I got this. No, that's cool. Yeah, we went to Adana to go meet Dr. Maria Da Capa and talk to her about a package she was going to receive. And upon meeting with her, encounter was interrupted by a large mob of inquisitors who came appear to be heading after Maria. So we assisted her in making an escape, and we are now in a smelly sewer where we seem to spend a lot of time.
Well, a little bit of clarification here. Mm-hmm. This one isn't necessarily a dark, stinky sewer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, this
upgrade.
One is a little bit more refined, and it's not a sewer system. That's a plus. It's not a sewer system.
Okay, gotcha. A irrigation aqueduct? What are we talking about here?
No, it's like an underground tunnel system. Like, this was built by somebody.
Ooh, okay.
So this was, like, whoever, at what point in time in Thea's history, underneath Aldana...
Mm-hmm.
And wherever else, you know, who knows, but they just created an underground tunnel system.
Awesome.
Just maybe they needed it for transporting things. Maybe they needed it for something else. Maybe they needed it for sketchy stuff. Who knows?
Okay.
But yeah, there is an underground tunnel system here.
A tunnel system that does not involve sewage for once, and I for one am thrilled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel probably feels right at home here.
Yeah, he's probably fine.
Yeah.
it feels like the inside of a castle to you. So
yeah, kind of like the secret passageways in a castle. Mm-hmm. I assume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, you guys are in this tunnel system. Maria kind of gestures you, and kind of leads you in a direction she knows that will lead to, kind of a safe haven underneath here. It's kind of a safe house, but it's really not a house.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. But
yeah, I'm happy to follow her along. We can put off the who's and the whys until we get safe someplace.
Yeah,
absolutely. Cool. Yeah, she takes you down through the tunnel system. You guys travel for maybe about 15, 20 minutes or so. And kind of down the tunnel system. You hear some sword fighting.
Oh, okay. So we weren't necessarily followed, but wherever we're going, there seems to be combat going on there.
Seems to be, yeah.
Again, I look
at... Yeah, it wasn't... Nobody's behind you. You don't seem to be followed right now.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to look at her to gauge her reaction to see if there should be cause for alarm.
Mark's just pushing the story. He's just going, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait here.
No, it's a great idea. Mark is
No,
doing...
it's brilliant. I need to do it a lot more.
Yeah.
I need to do it so much more.
Mark is on point for Nathaniel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if she looks calm, then this is probably where an everyday thing. But if she looks mm-hmm. tense, I'll draw my weapon.
She does look a little bit tense. But overall, she seems like the kind of person that doesn't get bothered extremely much about danger.
Okay.
She seems to be okay with danger, but she doesn't love it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll probably have my hand on my sword, but I will.
Yeah, just be
to continue
be
to follow her lead.
Yeah, absolutely. She kind of gestures you all to kind of keep footsteps down.
Okay.
She gives you the finger to lips, the kind of shh, be quiet.
Okay.
We're not on video call right here, so I can't physically do it.
Right. I kind of give her a don't worry about me, and then kind of
just like a nervously shake your head with your eyes closed, Nathaniel. Just like no, I'm fine. I'm good.
Nathaniel is like vanished by
he's
now.
Already gone. He's yeah. already gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Me on the other hand, I stick out like a sore thumb.
But yeah, she kind of lets you know, hey, maybe there's danger up. Let's kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
So you guys approach,
mm-hmm.
and you all see there are a couple Inquisitors here in the tunnel system.
Ooh, okay.
In this area that the fighting is happening, it's kind of opened out a little bit more. It's not just corridors right now. So there's this kind of open, maybe oblong rectangle area.
Okay.
That kind of branches out a couple different ways. So it's a kind of nice junction for this tunnel system. In one of these tunnels, and kind of partway into this nice opening here, you see these Inquisitors fighting. There are about four of them, and they're fighting this one woman. That seems to be fairly skilled with a sword.
Okay. Aww. Again, I'll look at the doctor and kind of nod in there with a, do you want us to intervene look?
I gotta say, Mateo's not gonna wait. Mateo's pulling his
sword
out.
Mateo's jumping.
He's heading in there, yeah.
Nathaniel,
go.
He goes, I guess. Nathaniel will shrug.
No, if you want to stay back, that's cool. Like, if she decides to bail and run the other way, I'm perfectly content to go kill some Inquisitors while you guys make a better escape, but up to you.
Well, I guess I'll... what is her reaction?
She kind of... She isn't armed.
Right.
At the moment. She doesn't have a weapon. So she just kind of stays in the shadows a little bit and kind of stays out of the eyes of...
Okay, but she doesn't shake her head or anything when I kind of look at her and, and nod towards there. She
kind of says, go ahead if you want to. I mean, she's not going to, but she'll let you.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll charge in.
Cool. Is it time to open a scene?
I think so.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Cool. So let's go with, this will be an action sequence because I'm assuming you guys are going into some battles.
Yep. Yeah. Unless
stated otherwise.
Yes. Under the circumstances, we're trying to save this person who does not need saving.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she seems to be holding her own based on what you're watching briefly.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's holding her own.
But,
definitely. Let's step the scales. You want to hop in and help?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. I'll go ahead and say, let's start with, I'll open up the scene here. We've got the, currently four Inquisitors. We have the female who doesn't seem to see you. Nobody seems to see you as of yet because they're all fighting.
Okay.
Fair.
And, there are, four Inquisitors and this woman.
Okay.
And that's about it. What do you want to do?
Well, I'll go in cutlass blazing and just go for straight attack, probably.
Finesse weaponry for me, and let's see if we can't show these Inquisitors who's boss.
Okay.
Cool. Roll some stuff.
All right.
And don't forget to add an additional die, because this is the first time you've done this.
Okay.
Okay.
But not two, because we aren't being clever.
You're not. You're just going and swinging a sword against four guys. I don't think this will last too long. Like
okay.
Hold on.
Oh no, a 10.
Now, also bear in mind, I have three ranks in weaponry, which means I get to reroll.
Reroll one. You want to reroll one of those twos?
Is it only one die I get to reroll?
You reroll one die.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think so. whoever wants to go first can go first.
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier, but if you want to use the turn order, that's a great place to keep track of raises. Cool.
Okay.
Mateo, go for it.
Yeah, I am going to attack the closest one while yelling and hollering. I'm not necessarily, like, trying to engage in them. I just want to make sure that... I want to try to draw their attention to me, because I pretty much do that always.
Basically, yeah, always.
Okay.
Cool. Then go ahead.
Okay,
and... You want to use a move?
Okay, I'm going to do... let's just open with a slash.
Okay. Slash does.
Slash, here we go. Wounds, ranks, and weaponry. So, three wounds.
Three wounds. You take out three of them.
Okay.
Three of them are no more. You just go in there, and with the most fancy flourish, you go and you just, with one, like, really big swipe of your sword, you just take out, like, three of them at once. One of them was pretty badly hurt, you know, because they're all kind of fighting her right now. But yeah.
Okay.
You take out a good number of them there. So that takes you to three, and then Nathaniel. Just take out the last guy real quick.
Yeah, I just need one raise for that, I guess.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
Cool. You definitely go ahead and do that. And it seems like the immediate area is clear. But we're kind of in that, kind of in a Mexican standoff, it seems.
So she's got her sword out and she's still a little bit wary.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to clean my sword off on this Inquisitor's robes and say, hello. My name is Mateo da Capa. Have a nice day. And yeah, pretty much. Oh, I'm gonna go through the pockets of the Inquisitors for loose change.
Okay. Yeah.
Information about where they come from and who they're reporting to and that sort of thing. Also loose change.
Yeah, definitely. Just loose change in any definition of the term.
Nathaniel will say, "Are you okay? Do you need any help?"
She's breathing heavily. She's trying to kind of catch her breath, compose herself a little bit. She goes, "Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine, but I'm sure more of them are coming. So if you are passing through, I would suggest doing it hastily."
Absolutely. I turn to Maria and I say, do you know where we're going from here?
Yes, absolutely. Give me one moment.
I ask our new person here. I say, do you have a way out? Do you know where you're going?
Oh, I should be fine. I know my ways around here.
Okay.
Pretty well.
Tip the hat, flourish, bow, and away we go.
Before you do that, she sticks out her hand.
Oh, okay.
And he goes. She goes. Dera Rosa.
I kneel and do the ring kiss thing, and I say,
absolutely, you do.
A pleasure as always. I've already introduced myself, so
yeah, you have. At this time, you kind of hear heavier footsteps coming from one of these, one of these tunnels, Amanda turns away and goes, "I would suggest leaving now if you are, unless you're staying."
Absolutely.
With a kind of a smile.
Unless you're staying. Does she want us to stay? Are you staying?
I've got to defend off some of these before I can escape, but yes.
Oh, well, we can help with that. Or I can help with that. I look around at Nathaniel and Maria. Where are they?
I'm along for the ride. I'm right behind you.
Maria's kind of wanting to get out of here. Because the closer that those footsteps get, you hear that there's a lot of them.
Okay. Are they coming?
A good amount.
Okay, tell me about the room. Where are we? We're in the we're in a junction of a couple of tunnels, like a room of some sort.
Yeah.
Are all the footsteps coming from one tunnel?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else in the room?
Maybe just a couple of things that maybe people in the past have left behind here,
Is there a
but they're
table?
all kind of like, there's a table. It's not in good condition.
Would the table cover up the door?
The
The
door
doorway.
the doorway consists of that this corridor is like from floor to ceiling, probably 12 feet tall.
Okay, so table isn't that big?
So it no, table definitely isn't that big.
Okay, so the entryway is a very broad opening. It'd be hard to kind of lock that
Yeah.
off.
Yeah, it'd be hard to close that up without like collapsing the tunnel, which I don't think would be smart.
Yeah, it's always an option.
It's always an option.
Actually, most of my stuff like is big bang, little boom, so
Yeah.
I don't.
More for distraction and less for destruction,
Yeah.
I guess.
Nathaniel, if you have any ideas, I'm gonna go look at my bag of tricks.
But yeah, kind of the longer you stay there, the more Maria kind of wants to get out of there because
I say,
she's running
we did
from these
promise to
people.
protect the doctor.
Oh, we did. I guess it's probably not the worst idea. I'm telling you, though, I could fight these guys all day. Okay.
All right, Cap.
Hold
Hold
on.
on over there.
Give me this 1 second.
I can do this all day.
You said it's not a sewer, so it's dry here, right?
Correct. You've still got some leftover raises.
Okay.
You've got three, so you could change your tactic and then do something with one because you've got three.
Okay. She's gonna stay
That,
here.
is that how that works? Or like instead of paying one, you pay two to do that thing. Marks
One
our resident
well,
roll cheaper.
once you've changed your t is my understanding is once you've changed your approach has changed. So you
So
spend
like
1 point to change your
essentially
approach.
in well, you spend 2 points to change your approach.
Well, yeah. You do spend 2 points to do something. So let's say he wants to
It
change to.
so like one is for accomplishing that raise, one is for changing your task.
Right.
So
And
you
then,
need two to do it.
right, but then your next raise, as long as it's part of that
Part
changed,
of that is still the same. Got
that's
it.
my understanding, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got from it too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mateo, do you want to do anything?
Everything I've got would require more time than we have. So, since we're already kind of committed, let's go ahead and retreat with Maria. Although I do say to our newfound acquaintance, "Sir, are you sure we cannot convince you to leave here before things get ugly?"
She kind of grins in your direction and goes, "Oh, I'll be fine. You'll see me."
Understood. Have a nice day. And we're off.
And may our paths cross again.
Yeah.
And she leaves you with that and goes to fighting.
Okay.
As you go down the tunnel system, in the way Maria is instructed you all to go, you start hearing the clash of swords hitting each other and punching and fighting, so.
Well, she does make a great distraction, so I can appreciate that.
Fair.
But yeah, you guys kind of head down this tunnel system for a little ways and just make sure you're not being followed by these new people just in case they knew you were here.
Okay.
Yeah, and Maria eventually gets you to kind of this hidden room in these tunnels.
Okay.
And it's essentially there's a smaller doorway that leads into a somewhat secluded area. And it's just a place away from all these main corridors and tunnel systems.
Okay.
It's just something just out of the way, just so people can, get away from these tunnels if they need to.
Duck in
Okay.
and catch our breath. Okay.
Exactly. This kind of safe house leads up into a building in the city.
Okay.
So this has an exit right where you are. So you just go, you would go upstairs and, you know, to the street level.
Okay. And, so when we're ready to leave, we can just pop out a building up top. Yep. Okay.
Exactly. All right. So Maria takes this time to catch her breath and, you know, just not be chased by people for a second.
Okay.
And so when she catches her breath, she goes, "All right, now maybe we can become better acquainted."
Certainly.
"You seem to know my name."
He's used it often enough.
And a little else.
Now, who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Mateo Da Capa, and we legitimately came looking for you to let you know about the mix-up with your shipment. We may have been involved in the mix-up in the first place, but we legitimately did want you to be aware that somebody seems to be trying to sabotage your shipment, and we just wanted to make sure that there was no misunderstanding, that it was our fault.
Have you ever heard about the Order of the Inferno?
I think you just met him.
Really?
Yeah. Recently, I have heard word that they are trying to find me.
Hmm.
So I think your entrance is well timed, to say the least.
I see.
So thank you for assisting me here.
Well, what can you tell us about the Order? Do you know what they? I know they seem to be at least somehow related to the Inquisition, but we've run into them in the past, and they're definitely not friendly to us. So, do you have any information about them?
The extent of what I know is, essentially, they're part of the Inquisition, but they have their own intent. They don't. It's very confusing because they are part of, but I'm not sure if they're legitimate members doing other things secretively, or if they have been, you know, tasked with creating this. Almost separate order of this organization.
Hmm. Okay. Why are they interested in you?
I'm actually. Well, like, they're interested in me.
Are you a witch?
No.
Are you a heretic?
Not exactly.
On good days, I'm both.
I'm a scholar.
Okay. Good. So am I. A student of the world. We should all be scholars. What do you study?
I study a lot like you. Science and knowledge and facts.
Hmm. We should compare notes sometime.
Previously I mentioned I know your name.
Yes, I was curious about that.
The reason I know your name is, in the past, I was a part of a group of people accepting and rejecting interest in our school.
The building we were just in?
No.
Hmm. Now, I've heard of the Invisible College before, so I can kind of piece together where this is going.
You've enrolled in the Invisible College before.
Yeah, they kicked me out, I think, if I recall.
I don't believe you got much into the process.
Okay, yeah. I probably wouldn't have passed their stringent invisibility requirement.
Right, exactly. You kind of get the gist that she was one of the people that rejected your enrollment.
Ah, so she has excellent taste.
Exactly.
Because I wouldn't want to be a member of any secret society that would have me as a member.
Basically, from what she's saying, you can understand that that's what she's telling you.
Okay. Gotcha.
That she knows that you know the Invisible College.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you're understanding that she's a part of the Invisible College.
Okay, good. Because my left eye was getting exhausted from all these winks and nudges.
Yeah, no. We'll go ahead and say that, just because that is going to be character knowledge that Mateo will know.
Yeah.
Based on his experiences. So I will give you that.
Okay. I do ask her about her last name, though. I say, Takapa is rather unusual. Is that a family name?
Indeed it is.
I didn't realize there were any Takapas around these parts.
Where did you find it?
On the ground.
She kind of looks at you slightly confused and continues the conversation.
I say, Takapa means cape, and I pull off my cape and show her. And I say, this isn't the original, but clearly it's I've always affected the cape, and it has been part of my my operations and my persona. So when I took the name Takapa, it was to embrace the distractions that the cape embodies.
Quite interesting. Anyways. She goes on a little bit here, and she informs you all that she has a task to accomplish.
Cool. Quest.
Oh boy, a quest. Yeah. So I have a few things I need to take care of here in town. But I might need to ask for a little bit of help.
Well,
as it seems, I'm fairly popular with this small set of individuals.
Well, I'm new to town, so they don't know me yet. But they will.
Who doesn't know Mateo, though?
It's true.
Honestly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they kind of know you. Six of them know you.
Six of them know me. They're not going to forget.
That's true.
Yeah, but they're stuck in that office.
They're still trying to get out.
They're just sliding. Every time they try and get to the door, they slide backwards back towards the desk.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Okay, yeah.
Oh man.
I say, so what can we do for you? We're always happy to help.
So, as I'm sure you're aware, how long have you been in town? A few days?
A day, maybe. Half day.
Day or so. I'm sure you know there's the opera in town.
Mm-hmm. We have heard it.
Now, since it is very popular, very large opera, there will be a lot of important people. You notice she kind of says important.
Okay.
More or less jokingly.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Rich nobles.
Now, there's a certain individual that has a set of letters that would be helpful to our cause.
Hmm. Okay.
And
might I ask who?
She's kind of hesitant.
Tell me it wasn't that girl in the tunnels back there.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank God.
I have no idea who that is. The man's name is Diego.
Diego, was it? Okay.
Diego.
Diego.
D-I-G-O. Diego.
Was his name-o.
Yeah.
Diego was his name-o. Juan Diego is his name.
Okay.
He is... I don't want to say he's high up in the Inquisition, but he's kind of up there in the Inquisition.
If he's affiliated with the Inquisition, he's no friend of ours.
No friend of mine, indeed.
Okay, so he's got some papers that he needs to be relieved of.
Yes, yes, he does. I think you understand.
Excellent. And he'll be attending the opera.
He will. He will be attending the opera. I believe, if rumors are correct, he might have a very private seat, which might be helpful for you.
Very.
I believe he is in one of the upper sections in one of the boxes for tonight's or for this week's performance.
Excellent. So, we can work with that.
Let me know if there's anything you need in order to prep for this, and I can do my best to help you.
It would be helpful if we had the box number, his seat number, because I'd imagine there's a lot of box seats for a large opera house.
Yes, I believe it is 24, either 24 or 25. They're right next to each other.
Okay. Good enough for me. What will these, does he have a case? How will these papers be transported?
He carries a satchel with him.
Okay.
So he should have it with him in the box. So it shouldn't be too difficult to find it.
Last question. Is he ticklish? You know what? Never mind. I can work with it. Okay. I'm done. Nathaniel, do you have any questions?
Do we know the type of satchel? Would we be able to make a duplicate satchel?
I don't know any specifics. This is all kind of what I've heard from other members. So it's kind of all hearsay. A lot of it is hearsay, which is the bad thing about this.
I understand. But,
I'm sure getting a duplicate satchel in a very dark opera house might work.
Okay.
For the time being, it's always an option.
Yeah. Or you could just have an accident, but we'll see. I like the replacement idea.
Definitely. Awesome. So, at this point, is there anything else you want to do to prepare? Because at this point right now, we've got about a day and a half before the opera night.
To kill before the opera night, yeah.
So yeah, you've got that time to prepare and do whatever you need to.
Let's discuss.
Yes.
Nathaniel, I guess there's a couple different ways we could go about this here. So we could actually get in there like a lot early, like during the night the day before, and position ourselves, say, up above, maybe around in the rafters and the ceiling, someplace that we can get to the box, so we can be there long before people show up, including this guy.
Right. Well, one of the things I was thinking of is perhaps having Nathaniel get a job as a stagehand, so he would be, you know, recognized and allowed backstage. If we could find the satchel he has, he might be able to access their props department to find something similar. And then if you came in as more of a guest and, you know, as an audience member and latched onto him that way and got close, we might be able to do the swap somehow.
Okay. If you've got a job there, you could probably find some, like an usher uniform that we could use to get access to the box, too.
It's another possibility, yeah. And the other thing to note is the theaters were always hired old actors or sailors. And Nathaniel has the sailing experience, so he would have some qualities there for
probably be able to get hired on short notice. Yeah,
yeah. So that's
especially with this big of a production.
Okay, yeah. If you want to go the inside job route, I'm fine with that. You can go ahead and see if you can get a job backstage. They probably need, you know, a big event like this seems to be much more than the city's used to, so they probably need extra help as much as they can get.
That's what I'm thinking. That makes sense?
Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to do before we kind of jump right to opera night?
Well, other than getting in and getting into the system, I guess that would
getting
be
into the system.
Assuming,
okay, cool.
Yeah, assuming Nathaniel can get situated with his job. I think that's pretty much all we need. Oh, I'm going to go get myself a decent suit. I want to look like a moneyed and expensive clientele aficionado of the opera.
Perfect.
So, and something that doesn't clash with my
cape. All right. Absolutely. That's the most important part, though.
Really, honestly.
And your hat. And your hat.
It's actually,
you have to match the cape and hat match.
That's what I'm going to spend the next day doing, is basically just clothes shopping.
Perfect. But yeah, I'll say, Nathaniel, because of everything you said, that sounds perfectly reasonable.
Okay.
So you can do that very easily, and you Excellent. Can find a stagehand job within,
Great.
You know, within this next day.
Gotcha. Good.
And Mateo, you have a very, very fancy suit.
Beautiful. Oh, and some tickets to the opera. I want to acquire myself some, either legitimately or through underhanded means.
Or illegitimately.
Yeah. By underhanded means, I mean a crooked game of poker that I'll set up if I can find somebody who's got tickets.
Oh, yeah, that works. That works, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. And regardless, Nathaniel can literally get you all into anywhere.
yeah, but honestly, clothes shopping and crooked poker is just my idea of a day off anyway, so.
Hey, I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
all right, but yeah, let's just say, for the sake of brevity, you guys take that day, the next, you know, day and a half to acquire what you need in
great.
Order to prepare for this.
Good.
And then I'm going to go and say we can jump straight to opera night.
Okay.
It is the opera.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people here. Like, there's a lot. Like, almost too many people for this opera house. Like, this could be a fire hazard if, you know, if there was a fire marshal around. But
gotcha.
17th century doesn't have those.
Yes. I am going to try and take up a place in the catwalks so I can observe the audience arrival.
Okay.
Specifically keeping an eye out for this guy so I can identify the satchel.
Okay, cool. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab myself a seat, knowing Nathaniel's doing what he's doing. I'm going to try to get a seat that has a clear view of the booth. I want to kind of case the booth out before the show starts.
Okay. Yeah, you both can definitely find your vantage points.
The plan, Steve, as far as we have it, I guess, is after or during the first act, after a few minutes when everyone's distracted, I'm going to slide out, excuse myself, and meet up with Nathaniel and discuss where we stand.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, just to get a visual of this opera house, I basically think almost just amphitheater-style stage at the front.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lower seating section, and there's also like a higher balcony seating section.
Okay.
As well as a few box seats along the sides.
Perfect.
There's probably three box seats on each side of the theater. It's not a huge theater.
Okay.
But there are these just private box seats that these people can watch the opera from a nice vantage point.
Okay.
Nice.
So there's six box seats, and we're looking for number 24. Got it.
I mean, they're all not numbered 1 through 24.
It's good. I got it.
I know you've seen those things that aren't numbered sequentially, Steve.
Just saying.
Maybe that's just... Maybe... Who knows, Steve?
Forget it. Mateo's being a smartass. Don't worry.
Quit calling me out. I'll have to edit that because that's way too loud.
okay.
But yeah. You guys go ahead and get your vantage points and and wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing this during the first act. You all are in these positions.
I'm going to be in place as the audience is arriving. As soon as I see him and identify the satchel, I'm gonna scurry down to the props storage and find as close a match as I can.
From your distance that you can see it. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I get you.
And then fill it with some stuff to make it look, you know, to make it feel like it still has the stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take that to my meeting with Mateo during the first act.
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
Mateo, for his part, my plan is after I meet up with Nathaniel and evaluate, I want to see how many people are up there in the booth and see if there's, you know, any kind of problems or he's got bodyguards or whatever. I'm gonna I presumably take the satchel up there, kind of concealed in the cape, along with a pair of opera glasses. I'm going to knock on the door and tell the good sir that his opera glasses fell off and almost landed on my head, and I'm returning them, and I'll make the switch at that point. Preferably at a point in the opera when there's a lot going on and it's very distracting.
Mm-hmm. Would it be easier for okay. you to distract him with the opera glass debate and have me switch the satchels?
Yes, actually, if you want to come with, you could be the person from the theater who assisted me up. I'm thinking,
keep me out of sight. You okay. distract him.
I understand. Okay.
And I just sneak in and slip.
That is what I will do. I'll go into the booth
the satchels.
And pull his attention elsewhere, and you can make the swap. That's perfect.
Okay. I will say we're going to take this to a dramatic sequence because stuff's happening.
Okay.
And you're deciding things.
Okay.
So you guys kind of gave me your approaches, more
yeah.
or less. but I'll flesh out the rest of the kind of scene here.
Okay.
You guys have to find a way from where you are past two kind of, I'm going to call them security checkpoints just because they're two like ushers keeping people from going places they're not supposed to during
okay.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to find a way through both of those. And then, yeah, you've got to find the way to distract him to make the switch. So, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking convince Panache to bullshit my way through all of it. And I can see how many raises I can manage to get through both the actual ushers and
yeah.
him at the door.
Cool. And Nathaniel?
Oh, God, we lost Mark.
Did we lose him?
Hey, Mark? You on mute?
Okay.
Ah! Oh, God. Okay.
Not my headsets.
You there?
Flaking out. I can hear you guys. Well, so I can sometimes hear you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. The... what I'm just going to, I guess I'm going to shoot for finesse hide to kind of sneak in and do what I need to do.
That makes sense.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so I will
Go
handle the talking our it. Way past the checkpoints, the guards, the ticket attendant people, as well as if he doesn't open the door himself, whoever opens the door. And my goal is to get okay. inside the box to talk to the guy for a few moments. And I want to be inside because I want to draw his attention away from the door so Nathaniel can slip in and slip out.
Okay. And the box seats are essentially, like, they're not doored off. They've got, like, curtains. They've got, like,
okay.
Perfect.
Curtains at the back that open up into this box seat. So it's just open at the back.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. No getting in and out of doors.
Okay. And then we're going to shoot him in the head.
Now can I access this upper level from the backstage?
I mean, if you want to spend a raise and say you do, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're in a dramatic sequence now, so it's gonna be rolling and spending raises and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I'll roll and see how many raises I can get to get past the people I need to get past.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, let's do this. Convince Panache.
And then an extra die.
Okay.
As well, because first time in the scene.
See, that one didn't break on me. Okay. Two. Got one. And can I spend a hero point before or after the roll?
Do you have... yeah, I'll allow you to. But do you have the reroll? Do you have four in one? Three in one?
I don't have four in convince, which is what I'd need.
Three in convince.
Yeah, I don't have three in convince. I just have
gotcha.
One in convince, so yeah, I can't really roll that. But I will spend
okay.
a hero point.
Yeah, go for it. And you can, Well, Mark, do you want to create an opportunity or anything?
I'm not really
you kind of want to stay under the radar. Yeah.
I don't really see how I'd be helping him.
Right.
Yeah.
How I could help him from my vantage point.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll. What? Just roll one more then.
1d10. Sure.
Is that when you spend a hero point? You just roll one.
That's cool. That got me enough to get an extra raise. So that's really all I was looking for. So I got 3 raises now.
Yeah, it is. So you got 3 raises. I'll buy your extra.
Okay.
There's a 1 down there that you.
Yep. Yes, there's a 1 I would need.
So you got your hero point
back.
So
take a hero point.
Nice. Okay.
You got your hero point back. And so let's have Nathaniel roll here.
Probably finesse Hyde, we agreed on.
Finesse Hyde. Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Finesse Hyde or Wits Hyde?
It depends on how you want to approach it. Do you want to try and go like acrobatics stealthy?
Not
like,
really. I'm just trying to find, you know, trying to
find a way.
To,
yeah,
trying to work
the
system.
Regular then.
Pardon?
Then just not finesse. Then do
wits
panache or Wits Hyde.
Wits Hyde. Yeah,
that's what I meant to say.
Gotcha.
And then an extra die as well.
Correct. Oh, come on.
Did it break?
It broke. Give me a second.
It broke. Roll 20's breaking, everyone.
It kind of is. I had that formula problem when I was making a regular weapons roll earlier, which is weird.
Yeah, strange.
Okay. Oh, come on. Stop it. There we go.
Technical difficulties.
Okay.
One.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's more like it.
3 with an extra?
3 with an extra, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave that extra there this time since I just bought one.
Fair enough.
And then, so you've got 3, mm-hmm. and Steve has
3.
3 as well?
Yeah. Cool.
Alrighty, how you want to spend them, boys?
Well, 1 to talk my way past the first guy, 1 to talk my way past the second guy, and 1 to talk my way into the box.
You don't need to talk your way into the box after you get past the second usher.
Okay.
You'll have access to the box.
Oh, great. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to use my 3rd raise to try to create an opportunity for Nathaniel.
Perfect.
Create an opportunity for Nathaniel. Perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
So yeah, just in case you can't find a stealthy way through the back ways, he's got something for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, So I'm going to use a raise to get to that balcony level or the box level. And I am actually going to use opportunist. Which,
when another hero spends a raise to create an opportunity, you can spend a hero point to immediately activate the opportunity for yourself.
Right.
Beautiful.
So his opportunity was to create this distraction, which should allow me to swap out the satchels.
The case, the satchel, just for
Just
right.
Perfect.
And then. So I still have another raise to get out of there unobserved.
Okay.
And
then you have a 3rd to do something.
I will
if you want to.
I will create an opportunity for Mateo's out of raises, isn't he?
I am.
He is out of raises.
Okay.
No, you've got 2. Oh, you use the 3rd.
I use the 3rd one to make an opportunity for Nathaniel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I mean, if we don't finish it, there's always rerolling, so we can go again if we don't complete everything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was going to create an opportunity for him to get out of there unseen as well.
Well, I'm okay with being seen. I've got an alibi. I mean,
that's true.
He's an attendee.
That's
an
true.
Attendee.
So yeah, that's true. You got tickets. So
yeah.
And technically, you can be there too, but it's like it's more uncommon for you to be there.
Yeah, I shouldn't be out with the public. I should be backstage.
With the people. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Actually, you know what? I will use that raise then to get out of the rest of my shift and leave the theater.
Nice. So you don't get a backlash.
Yeah, calling in sick and leaving.
I'm going to use a raise to falsify my hours so I can get paid for the whole week, even though I only work for
yes,
the day.
Yes, perfect. Yeah.
Yep. So I love it.
Yeah,
and so, you get a paycheck at the end, too, so that's a little
even better, sure.
That's right. That's you're creating an opportunity for yourself to make money in the future.
Unfortunately, yeah. We've made an enemy of the Screen Actors Guild, so...
Actually, it's IATSE.
Okay,
stagehand union.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Of course, Mark knows that off the top.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Mark is way more familiar with stagehanding than
with stage stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Same. Oh man. So. But yeah. So you guys, you know, bait and switch the whole fake satchel thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys make it out of there pretty safely. Do you guys want to stay for the rest of the opera? I mean, you guys, you know what?
I made my exit. I'm gonna go and
there you go.
Yeah, honestly, the intro is really great, but the ending just really drags on. It's pretty much over after the second act. I'm out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of operas get bland at the end.
Yeah.
Everyone dies. It's always the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tragedy. But
besides, but I think don't speak whatever language it's in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't. Nathaniel does. Yeah. So he could probably give you a short synopsis of what happened in the first act when you guys met in the middle. But do you guys want to do anything else there?
Not there. No, I'm going to probably head. Take the satchel straight, you know, I might get off the street, so I'm going to take it straight to Dr. DeCapa.
Straight? Do we want to maybe take a little look at it first?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I'll go hide some alley somewhere where we can meet first and do that if you want.
If we could, yeah. I want to go through here and see if I can figure out everything we can figure out for the Order of the Inferno before Good we hand point. It over.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get it. But I think at this point, we might call it there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll pick up, you know, where we left off here on the next episode when, Steve runs the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And now we're on to our segment, RPG Reflection. In RPG Reflection, we talk about our last gaming session. In this case, it was my two episodes. Seven and eight.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Whatever numbers those last ones just were.
Yes.
But yeah, small recap, if anyone doesn't remember. It seems our crew went from San Cristobal to Aldana in search of one Dr. Maria DeCapa, not unlike the last name of one of our favorite flashy boys.
Mm-hmm.
They met up and were pursued by the Inquisition, or who they thought were the Inquisition, who might actually be the Order of the Inferno. We don't know.
Yes.
We'll find out later. But yeah, just went through some tunnel systems, helped the good doctor kind of find some peace and hide out for a little bit.
First, we helped her escape.
And you attended an opera.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
true.
We had an opera
and
gig.
Stole some stuff from one guy.
Yeah.
You had an opera gig. Yeah, yeah. First things first. First impressions. Let's go, boys.
It kind of raised a lot more questions than it solved, but that's okay. That was interesting.
That's fair. Yeah, I think we still don't have a lot of answers about who the guys are and what they've got. I'm hoping that case full of secrets might actually help us put some answers onto some of these questions in the next session. So it's fine that we've got that up for it.
Go for it.
And we'll see how that plays out. Since I'm the one who'll be running the game, I guess I'll have to decide.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to give that thing that gives us some details about the Inquisition. I've got a couple. I'm not going to, you know, they're not super important right now. I've got a couple of those details. But since this is round robin, we do keep a lot of our stuff open-ended so the next person can pick it up.
Yeah.
Which is always interesting.
Well, I liked how you introduced the other character, and she was doing her own thing, and we didn't have to spend a lot of time with her. It was just sort of, oh, hi, now we've met, and now we're moving on. That was actually a fine way to do a cameo. Like, you know, it's we were there in the future. If we run into her and things happen, great. But, you know, we didn't have to spend a whole lot of time figuring out what she was doing. It didn't really bleed into our plot a whole lot, but it was just a good kind of introduction to the character. Whatever her name is, I don't think I actually got her name.
Amanda De La Rosa.
Yeah. Amanda De La Rosa. Okay, cool.
On the other hand, she kind of became a Chekhov's gun now, in that, you know, you showed it, you kind of have to...
Yeah. Do something with her.
Something with her.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I do have plans. I do have plans. I'll talk with you all after we talk about the reflection here. But yeah, I wanted to introduce some interesting things that will progress the story no matter what happens.
Okay. And
because the thing is, no matter what happens, you have those documents, and now we have information on the Inferno.
That's true.
So that is moving forward regardless. Yes. So I wanted to give you those plot points that will take you somewhere. Not necessarily answer all the questions you have right now. It's, you know, even though it is episode 7 and 8. But I think this is going to be a little bit of a lengthier campaign, story, like the last one was.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly fine that right now, at this point, we still have questions.
Yeah.
I actually, I'm having kind of thought about this already. I also like the fact that we actually ended the session before we turned over the documents to Maria. It means potentially the next session can go in a different direction. So, yeah.
Yeah, it gives us opportunities to move wherever the next person wants to move.
So we've got some real story flexibility. I'm leaving it to
you to where you can, if you had an idea to take it in a different direction than I had taken it this week, you have the opportunity to, because it's just, we progressed the story forward just a little bit more.
It was actually a really great springboard. Yeah. Like, the way we ended it actually was really helpful for me for making a story for the next session, because it's very open. We've got the seeds of something. We've already got the MacGuffins established, but it can go wherever the heck I want it for the next one. So yeah, I'm actually a big fan of the way we ended this. I'm not going to have to spend much time at all doing groundwork.
Yeah. And with me, I don't like determining those things because I know you're going to run something right after me. And it's like, I don't want to nail everything down in the story.
Yeah.
In my part of the story, that way it can flow, it can change if it needs to.
Yeah, and I have no problem nailing stuff down. Like, I'll be the one that, like, goes and makes bad decisions that need to be retconned later. I'm cool with that. So,
hey, that's me too. Mark's the only good one here.
Mark's like, you guys realize this isn't going to work at all.
You know, I just hit it with a hammer and force it to fit.
Exactly. It's like, okay. There you
go. Exactly. Mark, Steve's talked a lot. What do you think?
I liked it. One little bit of feedback that I think applies to all of us, really, is maybe a little bit too much reliance on brute squads. You know, I think that fight, even both of them, really would have been a little bit more meaningful, a little bit more impactful, if it had been maybe a smaller group with some a smaller group of actual low-level villains rather than
The thing was, I had already introduced like two new people. Maria, the doctor, Maria, and then this Amanda, who's now gonna be a person.
They don't have to be named. I'm not talking about named NPCs, but just have the Inquisitors, just, you know, the generic Inquisitor, but like a, you know, a 3-point villain. You know, so that they actually have swordsmen's, you know, swordsman skills, or can, you know, just so that they're generating individual roles, not just the brute squad.
Not just the brute squad tasks. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So you actually have to do a little bit of damage to them before they actually disappear.
I actually thought the brute squad thing was appropriate for the first encounter, but I do agree that down in the sewers, when they had to deal with basically what amounted to three very capable swordsmen in our cases, because we had an NPC with us, like, they were completely outmatched, and it was, like, not even a speed bump.
That's where I felt it, because you basically wiped them out, and I was like, you know, I flicked them with my finger to knock the last one out.
Yeah,
and that was,
yeah.
That one was more of a narrative point than an actual, like, action encounter.
It was. I agree.
A good way to introduce that character without having a ton of combat.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, with the second one.
Yeah.
Maybe, so instead, maybe I should have ramped up the first encounter a little bit more, and then that second encounter, since it was very small.
Maybe.
Actually, I'd go the opposite with that. I think the first one was appropriate the way it was, because we didn't deal with it in a combat fashion. Like, they weren't, we knew they weren't going to kill us, but that wasn't the point. Our point was to try to extract her and get out of there. So,
yeah, that was more of a chase scene than a fight scene,
And brute squads are fine for that. We all kind of, like, we didn't treat it like a combat thing, so it worked out perfect for that one. But
now,
for the other one, I don't know. Yeah?
Now, to be fair, I also thought that with Steve's last game, the divers, I wish the divers had been a little bit more of a, you know, some actual villain fighting rather than just brutes.
And you are 100% accurate on that one. I agree 100% there. I could have made them tougher. Like, they were kind of disposable.
Yeah. So I think that can be a general note. You know, I'm sure I've used them too much, too, when it could have been a little bit more of a meaningful encounter.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you all would have stayed with Amanda down there to help her fight them, there would have been a bigger encounter with some bigger enemies.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. It was planned. It's just it didn't pan out that way.
Makes sense.
So.
But no, I had a lot of fun with the first encounter. I thought it was great that we got to be able to, like, kind of plan out the scene, and both of us were able to act in character very appropriately, to do what we would have done, you know, everything that the solution we took was very appropriate in context and felt very organic. And I guess the same is pretty much true of the opera gig. Although it did feel a little bit rushed, it probably could have used a little bit more detail. The opera gig itself, like, the problem that we had to deal with was really cool. And it gave us a lot of freedom to kind of do our own solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just with that, I needed to do a lot more detail with that, just because of the way the game works.
Because
the game works, you basically accomplish it. I think I just needed to put some more interesting, unique obstacles, I think, is the way I needed to approach that one.
Well, and maybe just actually RP some of that out. Like, we could have, like, I was kind of getting my lines ready for what I was going to have to say to get past the usher and how to talk my way in. And I was like on my side, I was, like, kind of setting myself up for, like, how I can talk my way in there. And it just sort of happened, and we got the case and out. And I don't think I didn't actually have to, in character, say word one to the guy we were scamming. So.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that
is helpful, definitely.
I think that's true for all of us. Again, you know, don't be afraid to actually play out raises scenarios that we're using and describe how we're actually going through those steps.
Yeah, I can't legitimately criticize Zach here for not RPing enough, because I don't do that at all. Like, as far as GMing goes, that's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but that's kind of what this is about, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, we're playing this to have fun, but we're also doing this round robin to be better GMs, to learn how to be better GMs.
Absolutely.
At least with each other and with this game.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of that's what we want to get out of that.
I agree.
But yeah, anything else? No.
And I don't think
that'll be it for this segment of RPG Reflection.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter @tabletopcast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.